We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
This is our guy.
Sir.
Crowder and I both said, after the Heat win, the first thing we do, we go on Twitter and we look to see what Kendrick Perkins is tweeting.
My spirit animal, man.
I think a lot of Heat fans do that. They go, all right, what are you thinking? We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline here. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Kendrick Perkins has become this de facto leader of Miami Heat fans, and he's got them tweeting. He's even got the Heat tweeting at him. He's got Dwayne Wade tweeting at him. He has professed his admiration for the Miami Heat all over ESPN and all the ESPN platforms. And I think it may anger some of his fans who used to root for him when he played for the Celtics. Perk won an NBA championship with the Celtics in 08, but he has been a big supporter of the Miami Heat since, you know, the season, really March, where the season started to wind down because of COVID, and he was already on the Heat train, and it has gotten more pronounced, and he is joining us now. Hello, Kendrick.
What's up, fellas? What's going on, my good people?
I mean, you won a championship with the Celtics. I don't think the Celtics are going to play for a championship this year, Perk. Do you?
Not from the looks of it. Not if they got to go through these goons from Dade County. Listen, right now, the Miami Heat have the best coach in the game, and it's Eric Spoelstra. The way that he's mixing it up and throwing different defenses and different looks at the Boston Celtics got them all discombobulated. And on the offensive end, the Miami Heat are doing it collectively. Last night, six guys in double figures. The ball is moving. I think they've had 36 assists in game one, 28 or 29 assists last night, and they just had it their way. And shout out to Goran Dragic because he's been one of the most underrated guys in the playoffs that doesn't get his just due.
And Perk, I saw you on ESPN all day. Perk, you've been everywhere today, man. Because like you said, you the leader of our team right now, the Heat squad. But you said something about the Celtics playing selfishly. You hit on it. They playing selfish. Did the Heat create that selfishness? Was that a season long problem? What created the selfishness that the Celtics are playing with right now?
Well, I think it's young guys having success, and also the Heat. They tend, you know, to take you out of your comfort zone. And I think, you know, it's hard when you're young and you have success because you can read so much on social media and read about yourself and, you know, people calling you a rising superstar. And all of a sudden the Heat turned the Celtics into an isolation team. And that works into the Heat favor because they have so many guys that could guard. So, you know, you got to give credit to the Heat, but you also got to look at the Celtics and say, well, maybe this is just who they are, an isolation-type team.
Kendrick Perkins from ESPN is with us. It was, you know, all over media last night that the Celtics were screaming at each other in the locker room, that it seemed to get a little unhinged there after the game. A, I would ask you, is that common? Because I would imagine that it probably is. But B, I would say to you, does that not bode well for the Celtics moving forward if they're having, you know, screaming matches after game two?
Well, I mean, it could go either way. You know, sometimes it's good. I've been in locker rooms after a loss with guys that, you know, in film session, and guys go at it and it get heated. You love to see it for the simple fact that guys care. You don't want guys after the game, after a loss like that, being up double figures and then getting outworked by those goons from Miami. You come in and you're smiling, being down 2-0. You expect things like that to happen where guys get heated and, you know, things happen in the big moment. So it could go either way. Either the Celtics could bounce back from it, or they could come out acting like someone's going to feel sorry for them. But this Celtic team is going to be feisty. You got to know that. They're not going to just go down without swinging. So Miami has to prepare for the Celtics to give them their best shot tomorrow.
And, Perk, when the Miami got into that zone, the Celtics seemed like they didn't know what to do. It seemed like, you know, back in the day, your teams you played on, what would y'all have done if y'all saw a zone in the NBA? Because it seems like you shouldn't be able to run a zone at that level.
Well, the thing is that it was a zone that we never seen before. And that's the greatness of Coach Eric Spoelstra. I mean, he had his big guys kind of up front and the smaller guys on the back line. I didn't know if it was a 3-2 or 1-2-2. I didn't know what it was, and it threw everybody off. And in the spur of the moment, when you throw out different things like that, it's hard for guys to adjust on the fly, especially in-game. So, you know, that's why Eric Spoelstra is who he is. You know, that's called pulling a rabbit out the hat. And I'm pretty sure he got something else he's going to throw their way in game three.
Yeah, you've been highly complimentary of him every time that we've spoken with you. What is it about the Heat team that makes them so damn special? Because this doesn't seem like a typical, wow, team doing well in the playoffs and no one's paying attention. This seems like they've grabbed some of the nation's attention. I've got, you know, I grew up in Chicago. I've got friends of mine in Chicago that are saying, I'm adopting the Heat the rest of the way. They're fun. What is making them so special?
Well, the thing is that they don't have a lot of household names. They don't have a lot of superstars that you see on Gatorade commercials or you see on Hulu commercials, but they have some elite players. Jimmy Butler and Bam, both all-stars. Goran Dragic, he's been an underrated player in this game for a long time. And then you have guys like Jay Crowder, Tyler Hero, who was a rookie that seems like he's been in the moment before. And I think when you look up at the makeup of this team, they play together, they share the ball, they're happy for one another's success. They don't care who's the leading scorer that night. They pass up good shots to get great shots. On the defensive end, they bring that tenacity. And once you start to watch them and once you start, you just could feel the camaraderie. You could feel that the grittiness. You could feel that goon. That, you know, and it rubs off on the world, and all of a sudden you like, man, this type of team I could root for.
And Perk, we hear about how special Jimmy is, but like you play with some stars, bro. You play with Hall of Famers, you know, multiple time, you know, all stars. Just explain how special it is to have an all star that doesn't need the ball in his hands, that'll take the game over defensively, that doesn't need, you know, 8-10 shots a quarter. He'll go out there and do whatever it takes. Talk about how special that is to have an all star that doesn't need 20-30 shots.
Well, it's very special. I mean, he's just a winner. Forget being an all star. Jimmy is a winner. And you know, it'd be times where I watch Jimmy and it seemed like he don't be being aggressive offensively. Like, you know, in the first half, and then all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, he just turns it on to a whole nother gear. It's like he waits for that moment. It's like he has the ultimate trust in his teammates to get it going first, second, and third quarter. KG always used to say, I'll get y'all going in the first three quarters, and the fourth quarter, this is the reason why we get paid the big bucks. And Jimmy showed that last night. You're talking about, what, three steals, crucial steals in the last 4 minutes of the game. You know, he just wanted it more. You just look at it. Even game one, that crucial and one, when he drove to the paint and went through Jason Tatum's chest, he just want that moment. And right now in the Eastern Conference, he's the best closer in the Eastern Conference.
Kendrick Perkins from ESPN. Are you getting heat from Celtics fans for being such a verbal Heat fan?
Well, the crazy thing is that I work for them part-time. on the Boston Network.
I see it on Twitter. I see it.
Yeah, but my job, man, is to not be biased. You know, that's part of my job is being the analyst, and I gotta call it like I see it. And to me, the Heat has the better team. They has the better coach. I would be biased if I was to pick the Celtics, but the Heat is playing inspiring basketball right now. And if anyone can't see that, they're just a hater. And if anyone from the Celtics family or fans from Boston, from that Northeast, feel some type of way of me, shame on them.
That's why we got to get Perk down here. We need like a week-long tour with Perk down here so Heat fans can give him the proper respect that he deserves. You said, though, I mean, Boston's not a bad team, and you said the Heat got to be prepared tomorrow night for Boston to throw everything at him. How do you see this series ending up?
I see the series going no more than six games. I just don't see the Celtics beating the Heat four out of five games. I just don't see it happening. And you know what's the crazy part about it? The Heat have yet to put a full 48 minutes of good basketball together. They beaten the Celtics both times by just playing great basketball in the second half. It's going to be scary to see when they put a whole game together because they do for that. So the Celtics definitely have their hands full. It's definitely going to be a game to watch, and I'm ready to see who wants all the smoke tomorrow because the Celtics are going to come out. They're going to be more physical. They're going to, you know, their back's against the wall. There's no way that they could go down 3-0. If they do, you might as well pull the brooms out.
I mean, we're potentially looking at a Miami Heat versus LeBron James and the Lakers NBA Finals, which would be an unbelievable storyline, obviously. Are you still of the opinion that neither teams left in the East here could compete with the Lakers?
Well, I will say this. The way that LeBron James and Anthony Davis playing right now in the championship experience, this will be the first, if the Heat come out of the East, this will be the first real test that they have that they're matched up with veterans like themselves. And not only just veterans, championship pedigree that the Lakers have. They have the most championship experience in the league. And I would say the series will go seven games. I will get a slight edge to the Lakers, I believe. I just feel like LeBron is on a serious mission, but it will be a fun matchup to see, a very, very fun matchup to see. I guarantee you the ratings will be through the roof.
Yeah, I am dying to see that matchup, man. So are all Heat fans, and I guess NBA fans would be as well. Giannis won MVP today. Would that have been your choice over LeBron, I guess?
No, you know, Giannis is the most dominant player, but he's not the most valuable. You know, I don't understand the criteria for MVP anymore. You know, the goalpost moves every year when it comes down to that. So, you know, in my opinion, my MVP would have been LeBron James. But, you know, nowadays you get caught up in the PER and Giannis did Will Chamberlain numbers and all this. But, you know, I can remember a time when Steve Nash won MVP, averaging 15 and 11. And Kobe took a team to the playoffs where he had Smush Parker, Kwame Brown, and I think he averaged about 35 points that season. And he was a clear-cut most valuable player. But they gave it to Steve Nash because they said, well, Steve Nash was the most valuable to the Phoenix Suns. So I don't know the criteria, but, you know, shout-out to Giannis the third player in NBA history other than Hakeem and Jordan to win Defensive Player of the Year and MVP. But if I had a vote, I would have voted for LeBron James.
And Perk, I know they don't involve, or they're not supposed to involve the playoffs in the MVP race. Should they move the bar or move voting? Because, bro, you play this game to win championships. Shouldn't you take that into account when picking the most valuable player?
I mean, absolutely. I strongly believe, man, that, you know, it's just, like I said, I mean, you just, You just don't. I just don't know. I don't get it. Because right now, I tell you what, it's not a good look. Giannis getting crowned the MVP and he's sitting at home because he got put out in the first round, second round. That doesn't make sense to me. So, but you know, at the end of the day, man, I feel like the best way to go about it is for, you know, us as media people to pick five finalists for each end of the season year awards and let the players and coaches decide from there, but you can't pick a player from your own team. I think that would be the best because asking around the league, a lot of people said that LeBron was the MVP. I'm talking about current players.
Yeah. Anybody else at ESPN come around now on your love for the Miami Heat and tell you publicly you were right, Perk, and they were wrong?
You know they have too much pride for that.
Well, you were right and they were wrong. We know the truth, right?
Yeah, for sure.
We know the truth. There it is. Kendrick Perkins from ESPN. Well, hopefully we will be able to talk to you next week and you will keep banging the drum for our Heat on ESPN because we love watching it. And we love watching it on Twitter, too. We love the messages after the game, so keep them coming.
All right, well, I appreciate it.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.